And it struck me that one of the things that can really hold us back in our lives, and we have ways of dealing with it, we think we deal with it, is unforgiveness.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today, Dr. Randy begins his teaching, Leave the Junk Behind. Now, to help you be intentional for your life, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to the Intentional Living Center. What an exciting week. We're pumped up here at our offices because we're ready to launch the Intentional Love Marriage Conference date nights this Friday. We start on the West Coast. Looking forward to being in San Luis Obispo at the Agape Church this Friday, just a couple days away. My wife and I and our team. So, again, checking out ticket availability online is the best place to go for that. This Friday night, San Luis Obispo, go to theintentionallife.com. Theintentionallife.com. All right, I'm going to take you over to the teaching studio where I recorded with my staff as we continue this series on going through transitions. And I wanted to do a teaching on unforgiveness because so often the transitions that you go through are difficult. You know, it could be divorce, loss of a job, or any number of things, and you're stuck with these feelings of, unforgiveness in your life. How do you deal with those? And so during the next few days, as we go through this series, I want to help us, as I'm calling it, leave the junk behind. You know, leave it behind, the junk of life, the things that bog you down, that hold you down, because we want to continue to honor God, and we want to live our lives free of that kind of bondage. And so we're going to get into that in a moment because there's a lot of bondage with unforgiveness. All right, just before we do again, I want to just remind you that this week, I hope you'll continue to pray for us as we are very pumped and excited about getting out and meeting listeners and begin the series for 2017 with couples this Friday in San Luis Obispo. And then we'll be in New Mexico and in Arizona and Michigan, other places this year as well. So check out information on our conferences starting this weekend in the Central Coast, California, by going to theintentionallife.com. All right, let's begin the teaching as we move over to our teaching studio.
I've been doing a series on transitions. We've been talking about, you know, retirement. We've been talking about empty nest. But there are many topics on transition. Divorce is a transition, isn't it? A loss of a job, going through the death of someone that you care about. These transitions can be very, very problematic and very difficult. Sometimes they're a lot of fun, but many times they leave behind debris, right? You go through something in your life and there's kind of a debris that's left behind. I was talking to a retired Air Force fighter pilot just this last week. And he was talking about the Air Force and about flying F-15s, and we were talking about the military and how they put these airplanes together. He's been to the factory, and he was sharing with me when they take these giant aircraft that cost hundreds of millions of dollars, and they'll spend enormous time making sure the safety is all put into it and the bureaucracy a part of making these jets. But he said when they're all done with a jet, they got the whole thing put together, and they spent hundreds of millions of dollars. He said they have a machine. I don't know if this is true or not, but he said there's a machine that picks it up and turns it over upside down to see if anything falls out. Any bolts that got dropped in, you know, or anything left over to make sure that when they turn it over, any of the debris that's left over falls out. Now, I don't know if that's true, but it's a great illustration. I think in our life, that when we go through some transitions, it's like we need to be picked up and turned upside down so the debris can fall out. Because there's things that happen to us in the process of going through some of these transitions in our life that can be very damaging. Life is littered with debris, isn't it? And debris, defined as scattered pieces of waste and remains. If you've done a project, you know that there's stuff like, you know, you finish a project around the house and there's always the debris you have to pick up afterward. But many transitions in life really have debris that are left over. And I was thinking of some of the transitions that we could consider. Some of you have been through a divorce. And many listening or viewing this have been through a divorce. And you know there's a lot of debris associated with going through a divorce. Issues of the kids and the finances and why did this happen and anger with God. And there can be issues of unforgiveness and lots of things that we need to be picked up and turned upside down to see what the debris is that falls out, right? Because we kind of let it fall down into ourselves sometimes. Until we get picked up and turned over, we don't know what's going to fall out. Maybe you've been through a death of a loved one, a spouse. Maybe there's been illness that was unexpected. You thought everything was going in one direction. All of a sudden, a transition turns you in another direction. You need to be picked up, turned upside down. See what the debris is that falls out. Maybe there's even the good things that can occur. You get to a point of retirement and people retire, and then all of a sudden, after retirement, didn't turn out the way you thought it was going to turn out. We've seen that, haven't we? We've seen it happen with some of our friends and co-workers here, and you've seen your own family, and all of a sudden you go into retirement stage. You need to be picked up, turned over, and see what falls out. See? The key to transitions with when we turn over ourselves to see what's happened, I think one of the things I've seen that can often happen is that we linger with unforgiveness. And I was struck this last week because I was leading a small group discussion and I was asked to prepare for it. So I was doing some research and looking at scripture and listening to some things on audio and so on. And it struck me that one of the things that can really hold us back in our lives, and we have ways of dealing with it, we think we deal with it, is unforgiveness.
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. In just a moment, Dr. Randy presents the next part of his teaching. Today's teaching is just part of a larger study provided to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Find out about the entire study and how you can get a copy for yourself. Go to theintentionallife.com or call 1-888-1717 and press option number 4.
Have you been hurt? Can you forgive? I've got 3 steps to help you offer forgiveness.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, our intentional counselor and coach.
Maybe your kids have disobeyed you, or a coworker has betrayed you, or maybe a friend has turned her back on you. Rather than being eaten up with anger and resentment, you have to find forgiveness. And to find forgiveness, you must be specific and intentional. If you've been hurt, first, make a decision to forgive the one who hurt you. And then be sure not to seek revenge or retribution. And lastly, accept the fact that you might never know the whole story. Colossians 3:13 says, "We are to forgive as the Lord forgave us." So it comes down to a choice, and that choice is yours. When you choose forgiveness, you've taken the first step in living in freedom for your emotions and for your life.
Visit us at theintentionallife.com.
You know, with a name like Intentional Living, you gotta believe that Dr. Randy wants you to be intentional. And you'd be right. This month, he's helping you to be intentional for your life. And when you become a monthly member, you'll not only get Dr. Randy's monthly coaching CDs, but you'll also receive the Intentional Living New Member Kit, which includes 2 of Dr. Randy's books, Starved for Affection and The Power of One Thing, as well as the IL wristband. Join today. Go to theintentionallife.com or call anytime 1-888-1717 and press option number 4.
Dr. Randy's program today is from a larger teaching called Leave the Junk Behind from the Transition Series. And when you become a monthly supporter, you'll receive our Intentional Living new member kit as thanks. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-1717, and press number 4. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy at the Intentional Living Teaching Studios as he continues his teaching.
Let me, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Matthew chapter 6, because I want to share with you from the Lord's Prayer. We quote this in our churches, don't we? As a congregation, we'll come together and read the Lord's Prayer. Listen to the words of Jesus as he shares with his disciples, here's how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And then we go on with the service, don't we? We should be reading the next two verses. Because Jesus links exactly what he just shared as his prayer with a profound and disturbing truth when we go through transitions in life that we've got to be honest to look at. Because Jesus says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." I'm hitting a nerve? Powerful, isn't it? I mean, I don't think Christ is hiding anything here. This is not some secretive message. This isn't put in some form of a parable that we have to decipher and pull apart. He's saying very clearly, if we don't forgive, we can't be forgiven. It's not only relational, but it's reciprocal. In other words, it's not only between us, but you can't get it if you don't give it. I don't know how to say it. And then in my study and looking at this topic of forgiveness, I mean, we've grown up in the church. We talk about forgiveness. We understand the power of forgiveness. As Christians, this is one of the key ingredients to know that we've been forgiven, isn't it? And I was listening to John Piper from a message that he preached back in 1994. And I don't know what was going on in his church at the time, but he was talking about the power and the need to forgive. And he was making a statement. And he was saying that, you know, here in our church, we shouldn't be spending so much time worrying about the organ and music versus the contemporary music, or should we be worrying about changes with staff or changes with budget? We shouldn't be worried about those things. And then he made this statement as he talks about the things to fear. He said, the greatest fear we should have based on this passage as he read it, the greatest fear is losing heaven. This is a serious thing. Now, I think as we talk about unforgiveness, we understand that unforgiveness destroys us. Not only emotionally and relationally, but unforgiveness destroys us spiritually. And as I thought about this, I'm thinking where the scripture says, faith without works is dead, isn't it? That's what it says, right? And it seems to me that the work, one of the works that God's talking about is forgiveness. Faith, and you have no forgiveness, is dead, according to Scripture. Now, I think it's important to understand that we don't get saved by forgiving. In other words, if you have a big forgiving heart, that doesn't get you saved. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, very clear, right? For by grace you've been saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, lest any of us should boast. But this is a very sticky topic, isn't it? When we talk about unforgiveness. And probably each of you are relating to it in different ways. And I want to kind of unpack what I think, what the scripture teaches us about this topic as we go through transitions, a divorce, a death, a loss of a job, a change in health, a change in status, something in relationship where unforgiveness starts to get into our lives, what it can do to us. Now, we all struggle with having trouble forgiving, okay? And we're going to see in a few moments. We're not talking about the fact that we wrestle with it. We're talking about that it takes over our lives. We're talking about when all of a sudden this spirit of unforgiveness starts to rule and reign in our lives. I think that's what Jesus is talking about.
We're going to pick up right from that point as we continue this series on leaving the junk behind, the process of forgiveness when you wrestle with unforgiveness. We have some callers standing by we'll get to in just a moment as well. Before we do, I want to make an invitation. As a listener of Intentional Living, we've met so many friends around the country with our conferences and face-to-face meetings that I know many of you are supporting. You're standing with us. You're a part of the journey. You're living intentionally. You're learning. You're helping others learn. God bless you. Thank you for doing that. But for those who are not, I want to invite you to come and be a part of this team because, well, two things. One is to be a blessing to you, ultimately to help you. That's what our cause, our purpose is all about, to help you live intentionally in Christ, to bring Him glory. And then secondly, it's a benefit to your life and your marriage, your family, your finances. And as we partner through your support, you allow us to continue to stand with you. And your financial support every month matters. Can I ask you to pray about a dollar a day or $30 a month in support of the Intentional Living Ministry? To say thanks, I want to send to you two of our books, The Power of One Thing and Starve for Affection. I'll autograph both, along with teaching from our Transition Series and ongoing teaching every month. It's a special way of saying thanks. Just go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. And God bless you. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy?
Okay, thank you, Kurt. And we are here inside the Intentional Living Center, deep in the studios, where they have all sorts of soundproofing, so I'm not supposed to be heard outside, except through this microphone, or the outside being heard in here. But we can hear each other through the means of radio, and that makes it pretty special. Okay, Kim, welcome to the program. Tell me
about forgiveness.
What's your journey been, Kim?
Well, I went through a terrible, rocky divorce. I was married 34 years, and it just fell apart, and I didn't do anything but make it worse, and I spent the next year just in a shambles. Mm-hmm. And when God showed me grace, when I learned about His forgiveness, I found then that it was possible to forgive my husband. And actually, I wrote him a letter telling him I love him and I wish him nothing but the best. There's always hope for reconciliation. But what it did was it put all the trouble out of my hands and left the outcome to God, which is where it should have been in the first place.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it? When you said you did, I think I wrote down here, you did several things you said that made it worse. What kinds of stupid things do we do, or did you do, that you look back and say, that was a waste of time and energy?
I went about trying to fix it myself, and I didn't know how, instead of asking God for His help and for having patience. And I didn't really understand forgiveness or grace yet. And so I was learning, and in the midst of my learning, I just made horrible messes.
How about now? What kind of freedom are you experiencing now?
Well, I've learned that it is much easier to leave the outcome of our endeavors in His hands, that He knows everything about everyone. There is no thought that catches God by surprise, and He knows everything about everything, and so He always knows what's best for us. You know, I follow Him, and I think to myself, you know what? God made every single person on this earth, He knit together in their mother's womb. And so if He, making every single person, loving every single person, then surely I can do just a little thing by forgiving somebody, because He forgave me every single thing I ever did wrong.
Well, that's very biblical, and it's very practical as well. Hey, Kim, thank you.
And it feels better, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you for your call.
Thank you. You guys are a blessing.
Glad to do it. Glad to be on the air. Let me go to Ron, who's on the line. Ron, welcome to Intentional Living.
Thank you, Randy. Glad to be here.
Appreciate your call. How do you relate to this forgiveness topic today?
Well, been a Christian since 1979. Proverbial prodigal son. And until 2007, when I went back to church again, and took a class that they had over there. Basically, one put on called the Seven Areas of Life Training. I took that program, and I thought, oh, yeah, here we go again, more Bible study. But I had to take it because they wouldn't give me counseling unless I took some of those classes. And got to tell you, Randy, when they hit the forgiveness class, it was when my heart was opened for the first time ever. I had so much anger, so much rejection, so much judgment of others in there. And until I cleaned that all out, and that was my parents who divorced when I was very young and I was adopted, to siblings, to even my children to a certain degree, and many others at work. Until I understood forgiveness and loving others.
Yeah.
Loving others and not rejecting and certainly not judging, because God doesn't give me that authority. He gave it to his son.
Right.
And I didn't understand any of that. And I've read the Bible, but still, as long as that heart is black and full of unforgiveness, it's like you're putting the Holy Spirit, if you're a believer, that you're just putting the Holy Spirit in chains and not allowing him to work in you.
Mm.
And I got to tell you, Randy, in 2007, knocked it out of the park. Now I'm a facilitator and I help train that program. And it's a miracle. Mm. All the forgiveness that was needed, everything was cleaned out of my heart, allowing me finally for the first time to show and people see the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the gentleness. It was mind-boggling. I haven't been the same since. Mm. I'm fire for the Lord, and hallelujah.
Amen. What was the name of that course you're teaching? What's it called?
Seven Areas of Life Training.
Wow. Well, I'm sure it's probably something available around the country as well or online.
It's international. They are international already. It is online, and it's reaching people everywhere.
Well, it's a good reminder, too, no matter how dark we can become in terms of our own heart and no matter what we've been through, and you heard Ron saying it was pretty desperate. He was hanging on to a lot of bitterness and anger, but his life was changed in 07 by as he started to learn and change. You can do this. You can do this. And it comes down to being intentional, really does, to be intentional in the process of learning to forgive. It's a daily decision. There's a 30-day challenge for you. How about one person, one situation for the next 30 days? You make that your intentional one thing.
Hi, my name is Dustin. I've been married for almost 3 years now. New Year's is our anniversary. My wife and I got married very young. In the beginning of our marriage, we went through a very traumatic experience that really shook our faith, and the depression, the anxiety, the fear, the anger, all of it I allowed to consume me without even realizing it. And though that love that God gave me for her has never, ever faded, has only deepened. The outward expression of that hasn't been as visible to her, and she has been so hurt, and I've done a lot of damage, and we've been separated now for almost 7 weeks with no communication. And I am just been praying and doing everything intentional and seeking counseling and therapy and prayer after every avenue possible for the restoration of our marriage, for a renewal of our marriage and God's design, and for her heart to be healed of the hurt that I have caused. But I'm trying to be very intentional, listening to your station, listening to the program, and getting my therapy and my counseling. God has really lifted my heart, and it's working in me, so I'm in prayer for the restoration of this marriage.
And we will join you, brother, in prayer. And I know listeners who relate will as well. And it fits in. Obviously, we're talking about forgiveness, and that's a big part of the process of restoring and regenerating a marriage relationship. I guess it fits in beautifully with what we're starting this week as well, which is our intentional love marriage conferences, our intentional date nights, in essence, is what they are intended to be, a couple of hours, 2 or 3 hours, where we just celebrate marriage. We want your marriage to be everything that God intends for it to be. You need to invest into your marriage. And we want to come alongside of you through our intentional living message and have you, through the process, laugh and learn and enjoy it. So my wife, Donna, and I are going to be there. I'm going to be teaching. Some of our team will be there. Where? Well, we begin in the Central Coast of California. In fact, this Friday night, just a couple days away, in San Luis Obispo at the Agape Church, 7 o'clock is when we start this Friday night. You can check ticket availability online, go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and then also we'll be coming to Arizona, New Mexico, and Michigan throughout the year, and we'll tell you more about that as those dates draw closer. But right now, the focus, San Luis Obispo, this Friday, Agape Church. Check on ticket availability at theintentionallife.com.
I remember praying about it and talking to the Lord and saying, you know, Lord, I really don't want to do this, but I know you want me to. And that was to make the move to try and ask for forgiveness and apologize, knowing that I'm doing this to please you. But at that moment, it was really difficult for me to do that. But I did it, and everything just came back together. Everything was fine. And that's one thing that I have realized in life is that if you take that step in obedience to knowing what God wants you to do, He blesses you for it.
Boy, that's true. Thank you for sharing a story. By the way, as we begin this series, you know, we're talking about unforgiveness. Maybe you have a story of forgiveness that God has granted you in your life. You want to tell us about it on our storyline, you're welcome to do so. In fact, we invite you to do so as you call 888-888-1717 and press number 2, and you can share your story. And you know, all of this is made possible and available through the Ministry of Intentional Living because of the prayers and financial support of our monthly members. And I thank our monthly members for standing with us. Your support is making a difference. And when you share with us your gift every month, it goes right back out to ministry. And I want to challenge you, if you're not a member, to pray about joining us today. $1 a day in support of intentional living will make a huge difference, $30 every month. Put it on the auto program. I'm going to give you the information where you can call or go online in just a moment. And we have a kit. It's a little box we're ready to send out to you with two of our best-selling intentional living books, The Power of One Thing, which is a book about using the power of one thing in your life in 9 essential areas, and then Starve for Affection, which is a very encouraging, helpful, practical book on marriage. Both of them autographed by me. I wrote both books, and we'll send them to you. Also, a couple of the teachings from this transition series, one on forgiveness and one on retirement. And then every month, you'll start receiving automatically in the mail a brand new CD of our main teaching for the month from me to you to say thank you for your support. So here's how you can connect today and become a member. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, click on donate, and all the information's there, or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and press number 4. Talk to our staff. Tomorrow, the parable on forgiveness from Matthew 18. And we'll straighten all that out and give you what the Bible has to say about forgiveness and unforgiveness from Intentional Living. See you then.